coming up short for that first cut. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. One of Tennessee's most important agricultural crops is now front and center as many farmers across the state begin that first and really important cutting of hay.
I believe on most of the hay besides the orchard grass, we're going to be like 60% short from what we was a year ago, and I think that's due from the freeze.
Jackson County's Herman Pippin says he hopes to harvest some 300 to 400 acres of hay, utilizing much of it for feed for his cattle herd, and he hopes to sell some to other cattle and horse producers. Pippin says he feels his fescue was hurt the most from the freeze, while his orchard grass hay came through much better. And since he's cut back on his tobacco acreage, he's hoping to raise more hay.
Well, we're looking at getting into a little bit more hay, maybe to market where we was growing a lot of tobacco. We put some of that into forage crops, hay, and for cattle. And so we're looking at that a whole lot more.
In the Sweetwater Valley, farmers there are also trying to make a lot of hay this week, but UT Extension Director Bob Sliger of Monroe County says,
I would say we're probably yielding a little bit less than 50% of what we would expect from a first cutting.
Sliger says the combination of an extremely dry fall and spring, along with the late freeze, has many producers concerned.
Our hay supplies and carryover stocks have been pretty well depleted. And so we fed up most of the hay we had on hands, and producers are quite concerned about forage supplies to carry us from here on.
According to the Ag Statistics Service, Tennessee farmers have made great progress on their first cutting of hay, now standing at over 20%. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.